So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. And this Tshuva, this week we're going to talk about a very interesting issue, and that is baby monitors with a video. So just in general with baby monitors, are baby monitors permissible on Shabbat? Just before we get into videos. So this is a machloket between Rav Avadya and Halichot Olam Chelek Dalet, he permits it. As opposed to Rav Sternbach and Shuvor Hanagot, he does not like it. His concern is that you're causing the baby to do malacha. Now, it's just a baby. It doesn't matter. You're not supposed to cause our children, no matter how young they are, to do malacha. You're putting them down, and they're going to be making noise on the microphone, and that's a concern. You're causing the baby to do malacha. And you're responsible not to cause the baby to do malacha on Shabbat. However, Rav Avadya responds that just the baby is mitasek, has no intention whatsoever to do this malacha. He's not doing it for his purpose. He's just crying. The baby's crying. There's no none, and this is what we call the halacha category of mitasek, and has no intention to do an avera at all and to violate Shabbat at all, to say the least. And therefore, in the lecham mitasek adol mizeh. And therefore, it's not considered to be an avira, and he considers it not to be a problem. Now, I spoke to Rav Shach and Rav Willig. They felt that even if you want to say it's mutar, it's still considered uda dechol. It's more a weekday type of activity. It's not appropriate for Shabbat or Chag. And the compromise that I heard from Rabbi Sabalowski and Rabbi Taubes here in Teaneck is that they felt that v'makom tzorach, in case of need, one could be leaning to use a baby monitor, otherwise not. Now, what about using a baby monitor with a video? The video creates more of an issue because the video actually is going to be you're putting the baby down. And you're causing the baby's image to appear on the screen. You want it to appear on the screen. That's something you're very much interested in. So is that a form of ketivah? So Rav Shechter and Rav Willig believe that's an Isur Drabanan, rabbinic prohibition of causing the appearance to mitzayer. You are, it's temporary, but it's still a mitzayer. You're creating an image to appear on the screen. Other Rabbanim or Mekel, it's interesting, Rav Sternbach is Mekel, and the Betzel HaChokhmah, that's for Betzel Stern, is also Mekel in a situation that happened in South Africa. South Africa, the security officer is not going to let you into the apartment complex unless you know that unless they see people who's authorized people to come into the apartment. It's very dangerous in South Africa now these days, and they're not going to let you in unless you the security people know who you are. So if you want to leave the house to go to the Beit Knesset on Shabbat, your image appears on the screen, and they let you in the building. Now how are they going to let you into the building? They wouldn't let you in the building otherwise. So you want your image to appear on that screen. Is that considered to be ketivah? Rav Shach and Rav Willig say, forget it, it's not allowed. Rav Betzal Stern and the Tshuvot HaNagot say that Rav Sternbach, they say that actually it's not ketivah. It's like appearing in front of a mirror. Why is that not considered to be ketivah to appear in a mirror? Because it's just your image. You're not writing on something. The image doesn't adhere to a surface. If it's an image not adhering to a surface, it's not considered to be ketivah, not mitzayer, it's not drawing, it's not creating an image. And therefore, it's not ketivah. So appearing on a video screen is not considered to be ketivah, according to those opinions. Now, in Halacha Berurah, Rav David Yosef says, in case of great need, you can rely on this view. So this is what I would say Halacha L'maaseh about a baby monitor. I would say that in case of need, parents could use it. Best if you can avoid it, but in case of need, you could use it. Now, if it's a video screen, if it's an exceptional need, then you can rely on Rav Betzal Stern and the Tshuvot HaNagot. You're dealing with Yisud Rabbanan, the Halacha Berurah says Machria, the Makom Tzor, you can rely on it, so you can follow Rav David Yosef's Hachra'ah as far as that's concerned. That's my opinion. You should ask your own Rav what they think about this interesting topic. Wishing everybody a great day and a great week with much bracha, much briyut.